Biden engages his first veto. And he doesn't do it like a guy with conviction. He does it like a punk. You see, I don't like the punk things. I like things that are smart. I like focus. Maybe I'm just in a mood, whatever the case may be. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. He vetoed a piece of legislation that Senator Mike Braun, he championed. I actually did email his office to try and get Senator Braun on the show today. Got no response. I will say to you that not the best comms team in the world. But could have been, they don't want to talk to me. Everything's possible. Biden vetoes this because, in his view, this was too intense from the MAGA Republicans.
I just signed this veto because the legislation passed by the Congress would put at risk the retirement savings of individuals across the country. They couldn't take into consideration investments that wouldn't be impacted by climate, impacted by overpaying executives, and that's why I decided to veto it.
This legislation was about ESG, environmental social governance. This is what happens when you are saying we'll only invest in things that have absolutely nothing to do with the company and the company's growth, provides no value to the company, but rather makes us feel good. ESG and the quote-unquote wokeness is very much a part of the whole Silicon Valley Bank collapse. Here you have the head of risk, not focused on risk, but making sure you're celebrating Pride Month. Sorry, you're not focused on the things that matter. When I have my money in a bank, I don't care who's gay. I don't care who's Jewish. I don't care who's black. I care that I get my money back and I get a little bit more because of the interest. I care when I'm engaged in an investment, your skill set about the thing. Now, I'd like for you to be a decent person, but I care about the skill set of the thing. I can go about making those types of decisions. But when you say, in partnership with government, that these are the kinds of things you have to do in all these ways to prove that you can get institutional dollars, you'll have people taking their eye off the ball. You'll get things like Silicon Valley Bank. As is written in some of the reporting, ESG, as the Republicans argue it, is a measure of a corporation's loyalty to woke cultural movements. So you have this legislation that's out there that would say this just is not a way to invest. And Biden decides to veto it. But when he tweets it out, he says the bill would risk your retirement savings by making it illegal to consider risk factors MAGA House Republicans don't like. Your plan manager should be able to protect your hard-earned savings, whether Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene likes it or not. Oh, my. So this isn't about what's best for America. This isn't about encouraging really ugly policy. This is about getting one over on Marjorie Taylor Greene. You're going to now elevate her into player status. The same woman who brought us Jewish space lasers, you're now going to elevate. She's the danger. She's the problem. You unserious buffoons. Unserious people. Tony, you gotta admit, it's a good strategy. It's a good strategy. You're willing to say to Americans, yeah, we're going to have people invest your money in your 401k or fund or whatever it is into the things that we think are acceptable, because that's our ideology matters more than your return. But don't worry, if there's a loss, we'll socialize it, as they did with Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, and who knows what they'll do next. So might as well invest in the woke causes, because we'll take your money and pay anybody else out who happens to lose a couple of bucks. This sounds like a good winning strategy to you? everything about ESG, like everything about DEI, really does feel like a Ponzi scheme because it is, right? The people at the tippy top of the pyramid, they're making sweet cash. Everybody else is left holding the bag and a full disaster. But I want you to hear what he said just one more time. It's kind of important.
I just signed this veto because the legislation passed by the Congress would put at risk the retirement savings of individuals across the country. They couldn't take into consideration investments that wouldn't be impacted by climate, impacted by overpaying executives.
Overpaying executives? Let's start by reducing the pay of the President of the United States to $112,000 a year. I mean, I still think it should be a six-figure job. But no more of this $400,000 stuff. I mean, if we're going to cut executive pay, let's start there. Let's see who really wants the job. That's the subject? The investors are doing a poor job because they're not taking into consideration whether the CEO of Apple is making $40 million a year. By the way, I have no idea how much the CEO of Apple makes, but somewhere I'm close, right? I don't think they care what the CEO of Apple makes. They care what they get as a return on their shares. That's what they care about. They want companies that can do the job. Now, should you invest in Apple? Well, I actually like Apple products. Well, I guess I'm stuck in Apple products more than anything. I don't like the fact that they're made in China, made by children. I don't like the fact that Nike is made in sweatshops. We take those things in consideration, or is no, that's okay. You're talking about demanding ideological fealty to get institutional investor dollars. That's what ESG is. And if you're practicing it in Indianapolis, you're twisted. And I know there are a lot of civic leaders who are all down for this, but you don't recognize, or no, you may do recognize, but you won't admit how hateful it is. You're the same people who push DEI. You're the same people who want to attack this state as somehow bigoted. It's just the continuation of radical, ugly policies that are predicated on we don't have open conversation and debate. No one stopped you from investing in it. We're saying that the idea of putting these things as a standard that don't actually discuss how the company moves and grooves is kind of nuts. You invest in anything you want. But these funds being forced into this ESG world don't provide the better return for the investor who doesn't care about your politics. But thank goodness Biden is here to protect us from Marjorie Taylor Greene. Wow.